This program is made possible by the giving of the God Called Partners of Renner Ministries. Get ready for a teaching that feeds your spirit and your mind, where the Word is the anchor in uncertain times, and doctrine doesn't bend to culture. We keep it simple, but dive deep, revealing a truth that strengthens us, a love that emboldens, and a mission that touches the world. Let's join Rick Renner.
Welcome to today's program. My name is Rick Renner, and this is a week of Thanksgiving. And I'm here with Mr. Joel Renner, with Paul Renner, and with Denise Renner. Philip is in the United States doing his ministry. But we four Renners are here, and we're really glad to be together, aren't we?
Absolutely.
Absolutely. We're so excited to be together.
It's always fun when we can get together. But I want to begin with the scripture today. Are you ready for this? Psalm 100, 4-5 says, enter his gates with
thanksgiving.
Not with complaining, not with murmuring, but you're to enter his gates with
thanksgiving.
And his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and praise his name. For the Lord is good and his love endures forever. His faithfulness continues through all generations. And this week, every day, we're giving thanks. This is a week of Thanksgiving. That's why we've got a turkey on the table, because it is American Thanksgiving this week. And by the way, we want you to guess, how big do you think that turkey is? We want you to talk to us. Go online. How big do you think the turkey is?
I have a clue. I'll give you a clue. It, at like 400, 350 degrees, it took 6 hours to cook.
Wow. And in Russia, they don't have big ovens. And that is a very big turkey. So you have to just cram it into the oven. But we did it. But how big do you think the turkey is? And by the way, Paul, what is your favorite piece of the turkey?
Oh, well, I like to carve it, but my favorite is the white meat. But what I like the most about it is watching you eat your favorite piece.
And what is my favorite piece?
The wings and the legs.
I love the wing because it's crunchy.
Yes, the skin.
And I love the skin. Okay, Denise, what is your favorite part?
Well, sometimes it's the white meat, but sometimes it's the dark meat.
All right, Joel.
I like the dark meat. It feels more juicy to me.
Mm-hmm. Well, unfortunately, the legs of this little bird got a little burned this year because it was so big.
Yes.
That when we pushed it into the oven, those legs were just too close to the heat. Anyway, we want you to tell us, how big do you think the turkey is? And how big is the turkey that you cook for your family? You know, one year, we had a 42-pound turkey. It was like a little dinosaur on the table. Oh, my goodness. But you know what? We're thankful. We are thankful. And as we said yesterday, you have to be very intentional about being thankful. It's very easy for you to make a list of what you're not happy about, what are your complaints, what you wish would be different. People can think about that real fast. People say, well, I wish my relationship was better. Well, I wish that I had more money. Well, I wish that my bills were paid. I mean, people could come up with that list real fast. But you've got to be intentional about thinking about what you're thankful for. And every day this week, you need to wake up and make a list. This is a week of Thanksgiving. And when you meet with your family and your friends on Thanksgiving Day, I'm going to say it again, before you dive into the food, go around the table and each of you express what you're thankful for. You don't have to take a long time. Just take a moment or two. Go as long as you want to go. The food's not going to go anywhere. And just begin to say what you're thankful for.
Right. Paul? I've got one. I'm thankful to you. When I was 6, 7, or 8, I don't know, you had asked me if I read my Bible today. And I was supposed to read a chapter a day. And so I found the shortest chapter in the Bible. At least that's what I thought it was. Psalms 100. And of course, it's the Psalms about giving thanks. And so I memorized it. And every time you said, have you read your Bible today? I said, of course. I read a whole chapter. I read the smallest chapter in the Bible, the smallest one I could find. But Psalms 100 has been with me ever since. Smallest or not, it's been a powerful chapter.
Well, it is powerful.
That I've carried with me all the time.
By the way, I'm still asking you if you're reading your Bible.
Yes.
We have a rule in our home, no Bible, no food. And so I'm asking all the time. In fact, I asked you this morning, Joel, did you read your Bible?
I did, and I asked you.
And yes, I did. I read my Bible. I asked Paul, I asked Denise, I asked my whole team, everybody, did you read your Bible? Because it is important that we read our Bibles.
I want to say something.
All right.
Okay. Well, I was thinking about thanks, being thankful. And in Philippians, where Paul was suffering so terribly, I mean, he starts out the book with, I thank my God upon every remembrance of you. And his starting out, he starts thanking. And it's a powerful thing to start your day with being thankful. And like Rick just said, you have to do it on purpose. Most people don't get out of their bed and just, hallelujah, glory to God. Most people don't do that. But we can put on Thanksgiving on purpose. And many, many years ago, talking about being thankful on purpose, my personality was kind of melancholy.
Are you sure?
Yeah. And my dad, when I was growing up, and I'd come to the breakfast table, he'd say, well, here comes the bear to the breakfast table.
Now, Denise, people would never know that about you. But you really have had to overcome that side.
Yes. And part of it was about, oh, I don't know, 10 or 12 years ago, God was talking to me about my mood when I got up in the morning. And so he mentioned that scripture to me. This is the day the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. So I thought, okay, well, that's what I'm going to do. So I got my feet out of the bed and I went over to the mirror and I looked in the mirror and I said, this is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. And I had to say it over and over again. But it's a decision to be joyful. It's a decision to be thankful. And I want to say this about Thanksgiving. It's impossible to complain and be thankful at the same time. And you'll probably never find a person who's complaining, their attitude is complaining, who's happy. But a person who's thankful, you'll rarely find them depressed because they've pushed away that complaining and they've embraced Thanksgiving. And so, Rick, thankfulness is such a choice.
You know, if anybody says, hey, Rick, how are you today? I always answer one way, thankful. That is my automatic answer, and that's a choice. I am choosing. There is something to be thankful for. Now, you might be saying, well, just tell me what in the world I have to be thankful for. You've got a roof over your head. You've got food to eat. You've got electricity in your home. You can think of something that you're thankful for. And as we said yesterday, when you begin to express Thanksgiving, it charges the atmosphere. It literally changes the atmosphere, and it brings the presence of God. Now, Denise used the word mood. Well, I don't believe Christians should be moody people. We should not be governed by moods. But when you choose to be thankful, whether you feel like it or not, you are setting the course for your day. You're setting the course of what kind of mood you're going to have. You literally change the atmosphere. And so if somebody says to you, how are you? Rather than say, ugh, why did you ask? Why don't you just say, thankful. I'm thankful. I got up this morning. I have breath in my lungs. I've got a job. I've got food on my table. May not be the kind of food that I want, but I do have something to eat. We all have something that we can be thankful for. Paul?
I came today with a little bit of a show and tell.
Okay, well, what is it?
My Bible. And this is a special Bible. I have two Bibles. Well, I have many Bibles, but I have two that I use, one in English and one in Russian. And this Bible was given to me, and some of you may know, by Erlita Renner.
My mother. Mm.
And she wrote me something here in the Bible, right here at the beginning. She wrote me something. And she says, Paul, we love you so much. I know this Bible will be a basis for your life. You have such a bright mind and a sweet spirit and so many gifts. I see so much of Jesus in you. Enjoy this Bible and know how much you are loved. Grandpa and Grandma. So, of course, I'm grateful for my grandparents, of course. They're in heaven now, but they were a wonderful example of faith. And I'm grateful for this Bible. It's kind of fallen apart, but I cherish it now. So when we talk about things that we are grateful for, sometimes we get very, and we've talked about the big things today. We've talked about the important things, and you talked about your salvation. But there are some things, some physical things, perhaps around you, that will remind you of the things that you can be grateful for. And I keep this Bible in a very visible place at home. I walk by it several times a day, and it reminds me of our lineage of faith. It reminds me of how much I'm loved. It reminds me of the Word of God and the importance of reading the Word of God. So there are things, Mom, you were talking about waking up and being thankful. There are things you can intentionally put in your day to remind you to be grateful.
That's great.
Well, I have a story for you, Paul.
Okay.
Yeah, I know that you like bicycles.
Yes.
Because you took mine apart very often when we were growing up.
And I put it back together.
Paul, that's debatable.
In your memory.
That is debatable.
That's the way I remember it.
Okay. Well, my son, Daniel, he saved up a little bit of money. And my son, Daniel, said, Dad, can we just keep this between me and you? I said, well, sure. Tell me what it is. He said, I don't want Mom to know. I said, okay. And so my son, Daniel, said, I saved up enough money, but I need your help a little bit. Just add a little bit over here. And it was a little bit. And he said, I want to go after school to the local bicycle store and buy my bike. And I don't want you to come with me. I want to go all by myself. I want to come home, get on the bus, go to the bicycle store, choose it out myself, and then I'm going to ride the bicycle home. I said, Daniel, you should do that. That is so amazing to me. I'm so grateful he had the desire.
How old is he?
He's 13 right now.
Okay.
And I'm so grateful that he did that and that he had the desire to spend his money on something that's wonderful. And I'm so proud of him. There's a lot we can be grateful for. I think the small things matter. And that is a small example of something I'm grateful for.
Well, I want to say something I'm very grateful for. I am grateful that the Moscow Good News Church now has 5 locations in the
yes,
city of Moscow.
Yes, 5 locations.
That's a very big deal.
And we're opening churches in other cities now.
And now we're opening churches in other cities all over Russia. We just opened 2 in the last month. I'm very grateful that several thousand people participate in the Moscow Church. I'm very grateful that the Moscow Church building is paid for. And I'm grateful to you because you helped us with that massive, massive undertaking. And it's done. I mean, we really did it. And since the time we've paid it off, hundreds and thousands of people have come through that building, and that building is used regularly for all kinds of denominational meetings, governmental meetings, spiritual meetings of other denominations and other churches. They all use our facility. You were part of that, and I'm very thankful. And thankful that the church is alive, the church is healthy. I am thankful that Denise's ministry is really taking off, and you're a part of that. Because when you're a giver, you help underwrite all of this. Denise's ministry in Russia is just exploding. I mean, there are literally 100,000 women that are with Denise all the time in some form of media, following, listening, learning. And Denise has counselors. I mean, a lot of counselors. They're here. They're all over the former Soviet Union. They're in Europe. They're all over the world. They're in Israel. And they're online counseling women all over the world, helping women to strengthen their marriages. And I'm very, very
thankful for
you
that.
You know, Rick, I just got this report, and, you know, just to let you know, this little ministry that he's talking about just started with, like, in 2009, started with, like, 18 women in a room with me. And now we reach at least 1,000 women every month because we do these online courses.
But Denise, you've got 100,000 women following you.
Yes. And now we have 55 counselors.
That's amazing.
55. And we have all these home groups across the world, and we have 15 home groups. So there's one in Israel, there's one in Germany, there's one in France, there's one in Korea, there's one in Hungary, and then all over Russia. I mean, God has just expanded this ministry, touching these women. And, you know, when you touch a woman in her home,
you touch a family.
And so divorces have been stopped. All women have been so encouraged. Some men who were drinking stopped drinking. A lot of forgiveness has been given. And there's so many testimonies of God's miracle working power happening all over the world through this ministry.
I'm also grateful for what we call IGNC, which is the Internet Good News Church. So Paul is the pastor of the physical church in Moscow and all the affiliates. But then we have the online church, and it's not just an online broadcast. It is a full church. It's got a full Sunday school, youth ministry, women's ministry, men's ministry. It's got counselors. It's got everything. And IGNC, the Internet Good News Church, has 400 volunteers.
Wow.
I mean, that is bigger than a lot of churches. 400 volunteers, and we minister to Russian speakers all over the planet who live in places where they do not have churches. And do you know how many people now participate in the Internet Good News Church? More than 250,000 people. That's a lot of people. I mean, that's bigger than a football stadium. That's a couple football stadiums. And those are people that are all tuning in. I'm the pastor of the Internet Good News Church. So Paul's the pastor of the physical church. I'm the pastor of the online church. And then we have Rick Renner Ministries. And
that's
Joel,
right.
The people that we're reaching is amazing.
Oh, it definitely is. We're on TV channels all over the world. And actually, we're looking to expand new TV networks because people need trusted teaching they can trust.
That's right.
Teaching of the Bible. And that's what we're all about. We want to take the gospel as far and near as possible. And if people want to learn about the Bible, we want to be able to help them do that.
And Joel, the number of people that reach out to the Tulsa office is enormous.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. In 1 year, we can receive around 100,000 phone calls. And that is just remarkable. And people are reaching out because they want to receive trusted teaching from the Bible. And it's an honor that we can be considered that. It truly is.
It is. It is.
And so many people reach out for prayer. Mm. So many people. And we have so many testimonies. Every week in our weekly staff meeting, we read testimonies. And it's pages and pages and pages of how God showed up in people's lives, and their life had a testimony. And they are wonderful. Some of them are a little bit funny, and they are humorous. But you know what? I think God has a humor. But many of them are truly amazing testimonies.
And you may not know it, but we have the office in Tulsa. We have an office in England. We have an office in Latvia. We have an office in Moscow. And in the last year, we opened an office in
Canada.
So we're finally able to really minister to our Canadian friends and partners. And that's a blessing. But if you put all this together, all the various outreaches of the ministry, and by the way, we didn't even mention TBV and GNC, we have two satellite networks. One is a satellite network that covers the world. Another is a network that covers the country of Russia. But if you put all this together, in the last 12 months, more than 10,000 people have prayed to receive Jesus. Now, I think that is a lot of people.
And those are the ones we know about.
Those are the ones we know about. And when someone reaches out to us to receive Christ,
we reach out to them. I mean, we really, really, really follow up.
We're diligent about that. And it's not just numbers of people who we think have prayed. It's people that have actually, we've actually spoken to or corresponded with people. So that's a lot of teamwork, but it's wonderful to see what the Lord is doing and how the gospel changes lives. There are so many lives that are changed.
But you know, it takes many people to do this. It takes us, takes you, takes a team, and we're thankful. We are thankful for everything we're talking about. All the glory goes to the Lord, believe me. Ricky Renner from Sand Springs, Oklahoma, and Denise Renner from Miami, Oklahoma, we would have never imagined that we would be doing what we're doing, or that our sons would be doing what they're doing, or that we would even raise our kids in the former Soviet Union. Who would have ever imagined that from Moscow, Russia, we would have a studio that is reaching the whole world, including the United States and Canada? I mean, we always thought the gospel should come from there to here, but now from here, we're sending the gospel around the world with partners who live all over the planet. Mm-hmm. We're so thankful. We're thankful for the grace of God. We're thankful for the anointing. We're thankful for forgiveness. We're thankful for mercy. You know, if you just start making a list of what you're thankful for, it's kind of hard to stop. And this is a week of Thanksgiving. So we're just taking time to express what we're thankful for, and we want to encourage you again, every day this week, take time to express what you're thankful for. Get out a piece of paper and a pen and write it down. You'll be amazed at what you're thankful for. And when you have your Thanksgiving dinner, let everybody go around the table. Take a moment for everybody to say something that they are thankful and grateful for, and then dive into the food. But we're out of time. We'll be back in just a moment, and we're going to pray for you.
How did you start the television ministry in the former Soviet Union?
Well, one day I was invited to preach at a public meeting downtown Riga in the National Hockey Stadium. So your mother and I went, she sang, I preached, and Joel, we stood on the ice. I remember our feet were freezing while Denise was singing, while I was preaching, and what was really amazing is that we decided to pray for the sick. You should have seen the sick walking across the ice to be healed. I remember thinking they're going to all need a miracle by the time they get here. But somebody filmed that service, and that week it was broadcast on TV. And when your mother and I were watching that broadcast, and you were there too, the Holy Spirit spoke to us and said, this is really why I brought you here. I want you to take Sunday school into every home across the Soviet Union through television. And that is what we did, and that's how it all began.
This week, you can order all Renner products for 25% off. Take advantage of our cyber sale and stock up on powerful teaching resources this holiday season. It's the perfect time to invest in your spiritual growth or bless someone you love. Do you really know the Christmas story? You can order Rick Renner's book, Christmas, The Rest of the Story, which reveals the facts of Jesus' birth as you've never heard them before. Using scripture and documented historical writings, Rick dives deeper into the angel's message to Mary, the dreams God gave to Joseph, Christ's early years fleeing from Herod with his parents, the reason God came to the earth clothed in human flesh. You can also order three unique Christmas puzzles for just $20 each. Make the Christmas story come to life in your home, one piece at a time. Additionally, this week, we are offering you Rick's new book, the Renner Interpretive Version of 1st and 2nd Peter. Don't miss this limited time offer. All Renner products are 25% off, including Rick's books, Christmas, The Rest of the Story, and the Renner Interpretive Version of 1st and 2nd Peter. Plus three Christmas The Rest of the Story puzzles for $20 each. Call the number on your screen now or go online to Renner.org to order at a special holiday discount. Call or go online now.
Well, I want to say thank you for being with me and Denise and Paul and Joel. This week we're talking about what we are thankful for, and we're thankful for you. And if you have a prayer need, we want you to reach out to us. Just call the number that is on the screen and write the number down. Save that number so that when you get in a position where you really wish you had somebody to pray for you, you have a number to call, and we are trusted people. You can reach out to us. We will be confidential, and you can be sure we will pray scripturally for you. And Jesus will do what needs to be done. But call the number or send us an email. And my friends, remember that right now, we're offering everything on our website store, Joel, for
25% off.
That's a huge discount. 25% off. It's like a banquet of material. There is so much material in our website store, and it's growing and growing and growing all the time because we're like a machine. We're just putting out ministry material, teaching that you can trust. That's our goal, and that's our call. So please take advantage of that wonderful 25% discount and let us know how to pray for you. And Joel, I want to say thank you for being here today.
Thank you, sir.
Sister Renner, thank you for being here today.
Thank you.
Pastor Paul, we're very grateful that you're here today.
Thank you.
And let's join hands and pray for our friends and our partners. Father, we thank you. We're just thankful for so much that you've done in our lives, and help all of us this week to be very intentional about coming into your courts with thanksgiving, really giving thanks to your name for every good thing that you've done for each one of us. Help us to really dig deep and to think about what we're thankful for and to express it. In Jesus' name, amen. Tomorrow, all four of us will be back. But until then, remember Ecclesiastes 8:4 says,
Where the word of a king is, there is power.
If you've never received Jesus as your Savior and Lord, now is the time for you to experience a new life Jesus has to give you. Pray this prayer with me right now. Lord, I repent of my sin and receive you as my Savior and Lord. Wash away my sin and make me completely new. I thank you that my sin is removed and Satan no longer has any right to lay claim on me. I faithfully promise that I will serve you as my Lord for the rest of my life. Amen.
If you just prayed the prayer of salvation with us, would you please let us know by going to renner.org/salvation? We would love to connect with you. Renner Ministries is proclaiming the gospel of Jesus Christ through every available media avenue to the uttermost parts of the earth. Discover the many ways you can help us make a difference in lives around the world with the Word of God. We invite you to partner with us in teaching, strengthening, and rescuing lives for the glory of God. Together, we can make a difference that will last throughout eternity.
This program was made possible by the giving of the God-called partners of Renner Ministries.